The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And let's know whether Paul Fromm will be with us today or not. We'll await word from the engineer to raise Paul Fromm. And we will then be joined by you at our live number 800-313-9443.
800-313-9443. Hey, James, George here. You need to read your Skype monitor from the engineer for a second.
Let's see here what we've got.
And this seems to have an intermittent signal with audio.
Oh, me? Okay. Let me see if I've. Give me all my connections.
Try replugging the microphone.
Okay, let me just see what happens here. I've got a mixer, folks, that a soundboard that all this is happening through. Let me see if it hears me well. And, you know, this is, let's see, the interview is telling me that I'm still cutting out somehow. And
he wants to reform the call here. All right, does that mean I'm on the air? All right, rock and roll. Republic Broadcasting listeners, we're ironing out our technical joys here on Sunday afternoon on the American Freedom Party Report. And it is Sunday, 4 December 2016, 15:06 hours Eastern Time. And yes, I'm tired of the recount. Looks to me like it's failing. I'm really enjoying it. All right. I mean, the engineer telling me to hang on, too. So we're going to hang on.
I hear you. Wait.
Well, I hear you loud and clear, James, but you still seem to be cutting in and out. All right. We'll take over. So this is George from someplace incognito in the East Coast.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. I'll interrupt my catfishing here in on the Red River in North Dakota for another edition of the American Freedom Party Report, brought to you live. And as I say so often, you can tell it's live. George is live with us on the East Coast. George, are you there? Well, we'll hang on. George will be with us in just a second. And the we're also joined today a very special guest, Simon Roach, visiting our country from South Africa on behalf of the Zeitmonders, which is a great patriotic organization created in South Africa, a very large organization, and we'll talk about that with Simon Roach. Simon, are you online right now? Are you on the air?
Thank you very much, James.
Well, thank you, Simon. And I'll tell you what, we can take a very relaxed pace today because you've got as much time as you would like to explain in as great a detail as you would like the history and the program of Zeitmonders and the situation in South Africa.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, James. The line is not 100% clear, but I hope that it doesn't bother us too much.
All right, and are you on your cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you're coming in loud and clear to me. And the to the, I don't want to violate any confidences there, but what part of the country are you in right now?
Well, actually, I don't mind telling you, James, that I'm at the Freedom Palooza, which is a little festival in Pennsylvania, just south of Allentown. It's a wonderful, pleasant weekend with like-minded people, good people, decent, respectable people, and we're enjoying music and listening to speeches and some very eloquent, intelligent people sharing their knowledge of what's going on in the USA.
What would you just, that's wonderful, Simon. What would you estimate the attendance at this Freedom Palooza is?
Somewhere between 300 and 400 people, I would say.
All right.
Yeah, it's a very cozy event. It's at a sports club that has a stage, and so they've got a nice sound system and lighting set up on the stage, and they're all tables around. It's under giant trees. We don't get trees like this in South Africa. Magnificent, huge trees, so it's shady, and there's some fires going, and people are cooking and just enjoying themselves. It's very family-friendly.
Well, that's great to hear that you are there. And will you have a chance to speak to the audience?
Yes, I will. I'll be speaking after this interview.
Oh, okay. Well, now, what is there a time marker for us to pay attention to there?
Well, it's not being broadcast, but it would be around about 6 p.m., so immediately when we're finished.
Okay. I was just asking in that if we needed to let you go early, you know, to prepare or to be on time for your presentation, we certainly will accommodate your schedule however you need.
Thank you. Thanks very much, James.
And Freedom Palooza has some renown in our movement. It especially became known during the Ron Paul presidential runs. There was quite a contingent of Ron Paul supporters at those Freedom Paloozas during those years. He ran in 2008 and 2012. And the Donald Trump phenomenon has grown out of the Ron Paul. You know, when we were in it, we called it the Ron Paul Revolution. And we had a lot of strong points in the Ron Paul Revolution, especially concerning restoring our Constitution. I think the missing link, the missing ingredient in the Ron Paul Revolution, and this is attributable to this great man, Ron Paul himself, is that we did not, I guess we could say that Ron did not address the immigration invasion of America. And this may stem from his long history as one of the pillars of the libertarian movement in America.
Mm-hmm.
And the libertarians have been, some of them, have been a little bit slow to come to a realization that the borders of a nation is not an area in which you want to be a libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a little too much freedom there in that area. And so Donald Trump made the very salient point that a nation without borders, he said right at the beginning of his campaign, a nation without borders is not a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so and that led to, because Donald Trump did address that key issue, I think that's one of the reasons he was elected president, whereas the Ron Paul campaign, as powerful and as interesting as it was, never actually became a contender to win the office. Is this Paul with us?
Yes.
Paul, great to have you.
That was, of course, always a problem with the libertarians and with Ron Paul. A large part of what ails America today is the loss of control of the borders and the immigration invasion, which is changing the population and which will displace whites by about 2041. That's the thunder. And many of the things Ron Paul stood for are very good. Some are good but not urgent. A more constitutional approach to government, very important. But it's going to matter if there's a third world majority. They're not going to abide by any that constitution. They will exercise power. So not the libertarian only answer to immigration is, well, abolish welfare and then every man for himself, with this regard of a lot of the parasites. That's probably true. But whether it's even possible to abolish welfare is another matter. It's awfully idealistic. But even if it were true, even if you could do that, the fact is you could probably get 100 million Chinamen who'd work hard, but you change America. I have the same argument made to me maybe 20 years ago by the man who was then the head of the Fraser Institute, which was a libertarian think tank in Vancouver, and they do a lot of good work. They put out a lot of academic studies on economics and other issues. They do good work. He said, oh, Paul, you got too upset or worried about this immigration thing. He says, you know, there are millions of people. This is background, the giveaway of Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, who'd come to Canada, and they'd work hard, and they're family-oriented and all that. I said, yes, that may well be true, but there are some problems. What jobs are they going to do? But even if they have, there are jobs for them to do, this won't be Canada anymore. And that is, I think, the fatal blindness of libertarians, or some. They just don't get the issue of community and race. We're not just economic units, and you know, idea is probably the better one, but work hard, self-sufficiency, and all that. But Donald Trump got it on many key issues.
Yes, indeed. And another, our cousins in South Africa also get it very much, and that's one reason that your group, Simon, I think has had such tremendous success at getting people to sign up. With describe, you know, the size of your membership again to our audience for new listeners. It's really an eye-popping number. Describe, if you would, the white population of South Africa, then the numbers of Tapelanders, your organization, and it's an amazing achievement. Go ahead.
Well, nobody's certain of the exact number of white people in South Africa, because every time that our government conducts a census, a number of people, educated, intelligent, thoughtful people, statisticians and others, write into the newspapers and prove quite persuasively that the figures are wrong. You know, our Department of Statistics seems to mess it up every single time. However, we believe that the number of white people in South Africa is between 4 and 8 million. I beg your pardon, 4.6 and 4.8 million. And so we use the number 4.7 million as a sort of rule of thumb or a benchmark. And the number of members that we have in the Saitlanders is around about 100,000. Up until about give or take 6 months ago, it was around somewhere between 72 and 75,000. But in the intervening 6 months, many, many people who previously weren't certain whether things would turn out badly, how bad is it, what's going to happen, have signed up. So we've had a flood of membership that has taken us to almost the 100,000 mark.
And this, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with the memberships in our patriotic organizations here in America, but that number of 100,000 is something that very few American organizations have achieved in a nation with 200 million white people. And of course, we have a similar problem to yours, Simon, in knowing just how many of us there are, because there are people in our government, as I'm sure there are in yours, who don't really want people to know factually how many of us there are. They want our enemies thrive on chaos and confusion. We'll come back with Simon Roach right after this break.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Our very special guest, Simon Roach, visiting America for a number of months, really as much as 6 months, possibly, Simon, and touring the United States. And one of the things we will attempt to do, Simon, is to, as hurriedly as we can, coordinate with you so that people can know where you might be speaking, where you're visiting, and get something sort of like a speaker's bureau going for you informally so that we can it'll be an awful lot of work for you, but if we can find ways to help you in your travels and to accommodate you, folks out there in the audience, you can do something right now to help the work of Simon Roach, who's defending our people, our cousins, brothers and sisters in South Africa. His website is statelanders.org, and that is spelled S-U-I-D, which is Afrikaans for South, and Landers, L-A-N-D-E-R-S.org. And on that website, statelanders.org, you will find a button at the bottom on the homepage, at the bottom right second button over is a PayPal button that works very well. I sent in $60 myself yesterday. Please send in what you can to help this great organization so that we can show, you know, one thing we want to show your people, Simon, and we said this, we proclaimed this when we sent Paul Fromm to South Africa. We want to show that you've not been abandoned by your kinsmen elsewhere in the world.
Well, that means very much to us, James, because it often feels as if we have been abandoned. You know, it's a funny thing that the people upon whom you believe you can rely the most turn out to be the people who are most opposed to you. It's a very, very, very sad thing. Over the past 40 or 50 years of South African history, the people who have opposed us most bitterly are, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's a statement of fact, not opinion, Australians, New Zealanders, British, Canadians, not so much the Americans. You guys stood with us almost to the last, and Western Europeans. And that is a thing that hurts us so very, very deeply, because, you know, with a little bit of money, we were able to circumvent sanctions and to trade with the Persians, with Iran, you know, so those people were supplying us oil when there was an oil embargo against us, but our own people weren't doing it. Of course, there was money involved, but the fact remains that no amount of money would induce anybody to, you know, our closest people to support us, and we had to go and trade with strangers, really. And one of the most heartening features of this tour of the USA has been the number of people who've very earnestly conveyed their loyalty to our cause. It has made me personally, and many people back in South Africa who've received the reports from me and listened to the interviews and seen the articles written about us, encouraged. It's made us feel a little bit less lonely in the world, because we have, and this is a reality, we have been sold down the river by our own people over and over again.
This is the crying disgrace of what has happened since the Second World War. South Africa and Rhodesia before it were betrayed by the pathetic Negro terrorists could never have toppled the government in Rhodesia. Rhodesia was betrayed by whites, including South Africa. South Africa, under pressure from the United States, threatened to cut off the one resource Ian Smith could not get, and that was oil. And that basically brought down the government and the handover to monster Mugabe. South Africa was never beaten on the battlefield by the African National Congress. And so on. It's white people who betray other white people. It's our shame and disgrace.
Let's hold that thought, Paul and Simon. We'll be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
We're back, folks.
Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
And that singer that you hear in some of our break music, Simon, I don't know whether you're familiar with him. I don't know how popular he might be in South Africa. Is a singer who died last year, Merle Haggard.
I know of him, but I don't know him, as it were.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, he's a great singer, great the voice of the working man, very patriotic man, a great singer, guitarist, songwriter, and musician. And he passed away all too early in March of last year, but he wrote songs like Okie from Muskogee, the Fighting Side of Me, which is my theme song on my radio program. If you haven't heard him, go on YouTube. There are any number of his songs, but that one that we play on this show, America First, is really good, first rate.
Go ahead, Simon.
No, I was just going to respond to Paul saying I will go and have a look on YouTube.
And the Simon, you know, in your last thought before the break, you were mentioning how you South Africans have felt abandoned by your cousins and the rest of the European world. And I would offer you this encouraging thought. I'm sure you're more aware of it than I am. In those days when our governments and our media and financial and academic elites, they abandoned you, the people of Europe, the people of America and Australia and Canada and so on, we've never abandoned you. There's never been any feeling among the mass of our people, white people, that you are anything but our esteemed cousins. And so here's the great thing that's happened here all at once for you, for us, for the entire European world. Donald Trump has bypassed that entire controlling elite. With this election, he did what I would call a media bypass, and there's some dramatic incidents in that bypass that have occurred this week, folks. Donald Trump is locked in mortal combat with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, and also with CNN. They are just fighting. It's a tremendous fight, and Donald Trump has bypassed that media that betrayed us as well. And that academic elite, he's bypassed them. He's gone directly to the people. And the key ingredient there, of course, is what? It's the internet. And we will be able to, and you, of course, you've done the same thing here in South Africa. And now you'll be speaking to 300 to 400 people in just a little while as you speak there at the Freedom Palooza. But now you're speaking to many thousands because of the internet. And this is something that was simply impossible to us in an earlier time. Now, I wanted to address another point here, which is the size of your organization. Almost 100,000 people, folks. I'm going to play you a little audio from Pastor Robert Jeffers, who is the head of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, who just held an event yesterday at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., at which Donald Trump gave a magnificent one-half-hour speech. And he was introduced by Robert Jeffers. So the little bit of audio I'll play you is Robert Jeffers, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas. Now, this is one of the most successful, influential churches in America. And his membership is 12,000 in Dallas. Just to give you an idea, I mean, how impressed we are with your achievement, Simon. And another man, very crucial, as was Robert Jeffers, has been and continues to be Jerry Falwell Jr. His father, Jerry Falwell Sr., in 1956 created the Thomas Rhodes Baptist Church with 56, no, was in 1956. He had 35 members. Now, I was looking around trying to come up with somebody with an organization in our country as big as yours, Simon. And so I came up with Jerry Falwell Jr.'s Liberty University, created by his father. And Liberty University now has about 100,000 students online and about 13,000 students in their residential campus in Lynchburg, Virginia. But this is one of our biggest schools and one of our biggest institutions, and their online participation right now is about the same as your organization. So just a measure there. And, of course, Jerry Falwell Jr., one of those people who helped Donald Trump create this media bypass where the church is going around the media, which is controlled against us, the academic world, which is controlled against us by elites that have taken over in those areas. And they are very frustrated, these elites, by this media bypass that we've done around them. Let me just play for a moment. I think you'll hear echoes of your own South African voice here in Pastor Robert Jeffers, who's talking about the despair that he and other Christians were feeling with the horrible direction of our government under Obama. Here he is speaking yesterday at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. with a full orchestra behind him, very magnificent staging of the whole thing, the Kennedy Center being one of the most prestigious centers for presentation in America. Here he is. This is Robert Jeffers introducing Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Trust me, I'm just the warm-up act. Good evening. I am Robert Jeffers, the pastor of the great First Baptist Church in Dallas. And on behalf of First Baptist Church Dallas, we want to welcome you to the Celebrate Freedom Rally live from the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. In Psalm 33, verse 12, the psalmist declared, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." It is absolutely an indisputable fact that our nation was founded on a love for God and a reverence for His Word. And because of that, we have experienced the undeserved favor of God upon our country. But it is also an indisputable fact that in recent years, there have been those who have tried to separate our nation from its spiritual foundation. And that reality has caused many of us, many Christians, to despair and to wonder, is God finished with America? Are our best days over? Has God removed His hand of blessing from us? But in the midst of that despair came November the 8th, 2016. And that day represented the greatest political upset in American history. Because it was on that day, November 8th, that God declared that the people, not the pollsters, were going to choose the next president of the United States. And they chose Donald Trump. You know this, you've heard it often. President Trump won the evangelical vote by the largest margin in history because Christians understood that he alone had the leadership skills necessary to reverse the downward death spiral our nation was in. And since that time, everywhere I go, I find that people are even more excited about President Trump than they were on Election Day. And it's easy to understand why. President Trump has not only met, but he has exceeded our every expectation in reviving the economy, rebuilding our military, respecting our veterans, and restoring our greatest freedom of all, the free exercise of our faith.
Listen to what he says.
President Trump has done more to protect religious liberty than any president in United States history, and we are grateful to him for that.
I'll pause it right there. Simon, I can tell you, I'll bet you could book Robert Jeffers for a speaking tour of South Africa in a heartbeat.
Yes, you know, that sort of inspirational optimism is something that's sorely needed by our people now. People have really almost universally reached a state of despondency or despair, and it's terrific for me to listen to somebody speak in such sincerely convicted, optimistic terms.
Yes, and he's speaking, of course, he's at the rally that he organized here at the Kennedy Center is called the Celebrate Freedom Rally. Of course, our guest, folks, Simon Roach, is at the Freedom Palooza nearby in Pennsylvania. You're really close by there to this event in Washington, D.C. And the Let me just play another moment of this. And I, folks, it's such a, you know, the kinship that we have with our South African cousins and the parallel between our fate right now and your people, Simon, is so close. We're really flying in formation. We're really going to depend on each other. He says a little bit more before Donald Trump takes the stage. Let's listen. He's only going to be on, I think, for a few more seconds. Here he is. This is Robert Jeffers, one of the most influential Christian pastors in America. He has influence with millions of Americans, just like Jerry Falwell Jr. And these men, they made the success of the Trump campaign.
You know, the single greatest honor of my life was when President Trump invited me to deliver the sermon at St. John's Church on the morning of his inauguration. And in that message, I said, no president has ever entered the Oval Office with as many natural gifts and leadership abilities as President Trump. But I also noted that President Trump would be the first to say that natural ability alone is not enough to meet the awesome challenges of that office. And that is...
I'm just going to pause him right there. And then, just for the sake of time, I'm going to skip forward just a little bit to the close of Robert Jeffers' introduction to Donald Trump. I hope I catch a good point here. I'm just doing this on the fly.
God, every day that he gave us a leader like President Trump, would you join me now in welcoming our great leader, our great patriot, my friend, the President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I'll pause this just for a moment right there. But just again, Simon, to give you the atmosphere, how things have turned around for us patriots here in America, Donald Trump is walking onto the stage with a full orchestra on the stage playing a presidential march. And we're not accustomed to this. The glory, the power of having our man in the top slot, which is, you know, very clearly the most powerful position on earth. And I got to skip through a lot of applause and a roaring crowd. It'll be a little tricky here. I don't have a large staff here at our home studio of this radio show. Unlike CNN or MSNBC or Joe Scarborough or Mika Brzezinski, they've got lots of people to have them help slam the president.
You mean you've got nobody with a bleeding facelift to help you?
No, I don't. And the
Lord Trump, did he ever absolutely enrage them? I have a new grudging respect for our own communist broadcast corporation in Canada up here. You can turn on the news and in an hour get only a couple minutes about Trump. You go on CNN and you would think that was the only issue in the world. 59 minutes plus ads or minus ads of nonstop defamation of the President of the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And an event such as this one yesterday, where our president gave a magnificent address, you know, right up there with Washington's farewell address. Here he is. Let's go. You're not going to hear about this from Joe Scarborough or Wolf Blitzer, any of these other idiots who are fortunately now being pummeled by Donald Trump. Now, here he is. This is yesterday. We'll just give a little touch of this. I have to go through about 4 minutes of roaring applause to get to him. Here he is. Let's see here. Everybody's standing, of course.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. This is some group. Some group. Nice to win, isn't it? Isn't it nice to win? Robert, thank you very much for that incredible introduction, and thank you to everyone from First Baptist Dallas. Thank you. Pastor, you and Amy have stood with us since the very, very beginning, and I will always stand with you. I've told you that, and I mean that. I will always be with you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm honored to join you at the first ever 4th of July Freedom Rally taking place here at the Kennedy Center as we pay tribute to those who have proudly served our nation in uniform. Thank you very much.
We'll take a little pause here, take a little break. We'll come back. I'll put you back on the microphone, Simon, as we talk about the plight of our cousins in South Africa. Stay tuned.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. A man is hard to You are listening to the American Freedom Party Report, which comes to you every Sunday for 3 hours. And we welcome, maybe in a little while here, we might open up the phone lines. Right now, we're listening to our very special guest, Simon Roach, coming all the way from South Africa. It's a long trip to share with us across America. How many speeches and presentations have you made, Simon? A lot.
Yes, many. It's something like 60 interviews and live presentations, something like about 30 or so.
And folks, in the months remaining on his trip here to the U.S., we hope to help in any way we can, this audience, this show, anybody out there, if we can lend our facilities to Simon Roach, get audiences for him, and get him on the air as he is on this show. I've pledged that our microphones are open to Simon for the however long he remains in the U.S. to give as much of the message as he can get out to as many people, so that we can mobilize folks to come to the rescue of our cousins in South Africa. And the if you could address just for a moment, Simon, you know, for some Americans not really familiar enough yet with the situation of our cousins in South Africa, if you could talk to them just for a moment about how long our people have been in South Africa from 1652, and how much you Afrikaners, you feel every bit as much attached to South Africa as a place you will never leave as we Americans are to America. Could you talk about that for a moment?
Yes, absolutely. That's correct, James. You know, the first whites arrived in South Africa, the first permanent settlement of white people began on the 6th of April, 1652, in modern-day Cape Town. Over the successive two or three decades, those Dutch people, they were Dutch Calvinists, were joined by French Huguenots escaping persecution in France, and then joined by German Lutheran soldiers, demobilized Lutheran soldiers. And, of course, we've discussed previously how at that time there were no black people, as you and I know black people, broad-shouldered, black-skinned people in that Cape region. And the very first black people were encountered 125 years later on the east bank of the Great Fish River, something like about 600 miles away, I would estimate. So we have been there for a long time, and certainly in the area that we first settled, there were only small scattered groups of Aboriginal people. In other words, not the black people who came from the north, who came down colonizing from Central Africa, Tanzania, and on down into modern-day Mozambique and Malawi and Swaziland and so on, but the indigenous Aboriginal people who'd been there for thousands of years. Known as the Hottentots and the Bushmen. But we feel a great...
Simon, don't lose the thread. We're going to pick it up right after this break, folks, in some history of South Africa. Stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.